Rouge 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. With just days until the election, it's all about the battleground states. Former President Trump on the campaign trail in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, Saturday.
We've been through so much together. The finish line is finally in sight. After four horrendous years.
In Georgia, where Vice President Kamala Harris campaigned Saturday evening, in Atlanta.
It's going to be a tight race until the very end. And we are the underdog, and we are running as the underdog. But make no mistake, we will win.
At least seven people dead after part of a dock for ferries collapsed in Georgia. It happened just before four Saturday afternoon at the Marsh Landing Dock on Sapelo Island. That's some 60 miles south of Savannah. Crowds had gathered for a fall celebration. An engineering and construction team expected on the scene this morning to figure out what went wrong. This is ABC News. More than 15 million people under alerts in California due to fire risk from dry, windy conditions. More from ABC News meteorologist Kenton Jawicki.
Those alerts all the way along the coast, even inland, of course, Redding, down to Burbank, where gusts are up to 55 miles per hour and down to 5% relative humidity as well. So everyone in California, make sure that at least for the rest of today, even tomorrow for safe measure, don't be sparking anything that might start a fire there because they can move quickly.
Some 200,000 mail carriers have reached a tentative contract deal with the U.S. Postal Service that includes backdated pay raises and a promise to provide workers with air-conditioned trucks. The new agreement, which still needs to be ratified by union members, runs through November 2026. Letter carriers have been working without a contract since their old one expires May 2023. Argentina police interviewed an employee of a Buenos Aires hotel suspected of providing former One Direction singer Liam Payne with drugs on the day he died, falling off his balcony of his hotel room. Dave Packer, ABC News.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
So you can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Calling, we're busting this loose, but chatter. You can't go to bed. Over the radiation that hovers the room. Space is a catalyst that a change is gonna come soon. There must be a noon.
second to stop from the time.
Double dip the People Brothers Band. Why do you ask? Well, MaxSync Radio and the After Hours listeners, I just heard the Ice Dance lineup has been announced. It's going to be happening this January 30th through the 1st. And yes, the People Brothers Band will be there. So we'll celebrate a bunch of acts tonight during MaxSync Radio After Hours show. And I'll be sure to point them out as we step through all the local music goodness that you're going to hear right here on MaxSync Radio. You can also follow along at MaxSyncRadio.com for all the latest information out there on the local acts and the local bands all over the state of Wisconsin. But before we get into all of that New Year's action, we got to go back to Halloween because it's just around the corner. And Halloween is happening at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison Saturday, October 26th, with live music from Honeyshot, music specials, costume contests with first place prize of $400. More information is out there at LazyElfLounge.com. So what's next in the After Hours? More Ice Dance, of course. Chicken Wire Empire now on MaxSync Radio. We are local music.
Town Lodi in the low down rain, watching good time Charlie friends is driving me insane. And up on shady Charlotte Street, both green lights look red. Wish I was back home on the farm, Lodi in my feathered bed. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime hard time hell on Church Street blues. A picker friend read yesterday's news, folded up page 21 and I stuck it in my shoe. They gave me a nickel to the poor, my good deed for the day. Folded up my old billfold and threw it far away. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime hard time head on Church Street blues. Myself some guitar strings, the old black diamond brand. Strung up this old Martin box and I'll go and join a band. Yes, I'm gonna stay right here and pick and sing a while. Try and make me a little change as I get some folks to smile. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime hard time head on Church Street blues. Thank you.
myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues. These thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues.
The old dog sometimes gotta learn a brand new trick. If Rover don't roll over, he might end up on the short end of the stick.
Those are the Mantown Mannish Boys tonight at Whiskey Row Saloon. I know you're on your way home from that show right now by now, but it's okay. You can catch them again at Lake Mill on November 9th. And when you're going from town to town supporting that Wisconsin local sound, make sure that you listen to your favorite Civic Media radio station on that Civic Media app. There's so many features, and one of them is sending an email or even a text. Earlier, Rocker forwarded one to me. It said, can we hear some cruising around tonight? Max Inc. Radio in the prime time was full, but we can take care of it here in the after hours. We are local music.
Take me home. Well, I've been a take you slow. It's gonna take me home.
Requested things, yep, we can handle it in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. Next up is Old Soul Society, and then a quick break right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you turn your eyes, but in my eyes, I hold an old man's tear. I've seen the babies cry, but now I realize. They will make it soon. I pray it every night. But you hold me, release me. You just tell me everything's just fine. But you shove me and deceive me. I sit and shake all through the night. You love me, believe me. You just tell me everything's just fine. If you hold me, release me. Oh God, I've gotta make it through this night.
knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com. Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group, and yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Hi, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
said I can't feel it. And the fine timing is the best time. It can sing again. We'll be right back.
Back from break with another band that you can hear at Ice Dance in Appleton on January 30th through February 1st. Local sounds this half hour are brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Local music is what we do, and we do it with Dogs of War. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio in the after hours. We are local music. Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
One, two, three, four.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for me. See you at Ice Dance in Appleton this January. Keep the local music right there in your pocket by subscribing to the podcast or hear it anytime at maxincradio.com. See you next week, everybody.
Shake it up, baby. Don't be a sideshow.
local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.